This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehbash Fatima. The nation celebrated its 80th Independence Day yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted the national flag from the ramparts of the Red Fort and made several important announcements. Addressing the nation, the Prime Minister said, "Over the past 12 years, crores of citizens of the country, with their determination and dedication, made every possible effort to take the country to new heights."
Koi bhi rashtra tab mahaan banta hai jab apne sapnon, apne sankalpon aur apne samarthya ke dam par aage badhta hai. Bade sapne hamari soch ko vistar dete hain. Hamare sankalp dridh hone chahiye. जब संकल्प दृढ़ होता है तो कठिनाइयों से आपदाओं के बीच से रास्ते निकालने का सामर्थ्य अपने आप उभर करके आता है.
Stressing on empowerment of youth and women for a विकसित भारत, Prime Minister Modi announced to provide free online coaching for poor and middle class families for various public examination. He also announced that the government has decided that 1 crore youth will be given training in AI skilling in the next 1 year.
हमने पिछले दिनों AI impact summit किया था. AI का विस्तार बहुत तेजी से बढ़ रहा है. लाल किले से मैं देश के नौजवानों के लिए घोषणा करना चाहता हूं. हमने तय किया है कि आने वाले 1 वर्ष में 1 करोड़ युवाओं को AI skill के लिए training देने का हम काम करेंगे.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged all parties to support the implementation of women's reservation in parliament and state assemblies without making it a political fight. He said women should be given the opportunity to contribute to shaping India's policies. Union Corporation Minister Amit Shah will lay the foundation stone of a new dairy plant at the Alwar Saras Dairy Complex in Alwar, Rajasthan today. The Ministry of Corporation informed that at the event, the EAF's foundation stone will be laid and various development works worth 6,262 crore rupees across 17 districts of Rajasthan will be inaugurated. Additionally, appointment letters will be distributed to more than 10,500 newly appointed personnel under the Rozgar Utsav. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a 2-day visit to Tamil Nadu from today. During the visit, the Vice President will participate in a series of academic, commemorative and literary events in Chennai, Chengalpattu, Thiruvarur and Thanjavur. Today, Mr. Radhakrishnan will attend the 22nd convocation of the SRM Institute of Science and Technology in Chengalpattu. National Testing Agency NTA will today release the provisional answer keys for UGC NET June 2026, CSIR NET, ICAR All India Entrance Examination for Admission and All India Competitive Examination for PhD programs. In a social media post, NTA said the provisional answer keys will be published on its official website. It advised candidates to rely only on official communication from NTA. Delhi government has extended the existing paper-based pink ticket facility for women passengers in Delhi Transport Corporation DTC buses till 31st of this month. A Transport Department order issued yesterday states that women eligible for free bus travel can continue to use paper-based pink tickets in DTC and Delhi cluster buses. The government decided to extend the paper ticket system to allow more women to obtain the smart cards. In the U.S. state of Michigan, 6 people, including the suspected gunmen, were killed in a series of shootings. A 16-year-old boy and 4 adults were killed in separate locations in Missaukee County. A 13-year-old girl was critically injured but survived and is now in stable condition. Police identified the suspected shooter as 39-year-old Chad Hickman, who was later found dead in a wooded area near one of the victims. Amrit Udyan will be open to the general public from today till the 15th of next month. Our correspondent reports the garden will remain open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with the last entry at 5 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.